Morning, Dina Diamond.
Good morning. Well, Vin.
Yeah, so we wanted to talk about names. And we started thinking, I mean, it's a completely, completely stupid argument because we're wrong.
Never such a thing, never.
I'm saying that, like, there's Madonna.
Yes.
And there's Pink. There's, like, a lot more women, Beyonce,
have
one name than men. Now they're coming up with stupid ones.
Moses killed me.
Moses. Moses.
It's true.
Yeah, but the one's like Ronaldo. We know he's got a surname.
But no one cares.
What is that? Is his surname? It's Christian Ronaldo.
But I have to tell you that there is, and Messi, I mean, they're known by their surnames, but those are sports stars.
Yes.
And sports stars generally actually are known by their...
Oh, my word.
You know, we haven't got the main one. Can I give you the main
Wait, just hold on. I'm sorry. You have to stop.
Oh, stop.
Because Mark just sent through Madonna Louise Ciccone.
Yes, that's her full name.
But nobody knew that until I knew right
that.
This moment.
I'm gutted.
I was going to enlighten you to that.
Were you?
Yes.
Oh, Mark.
No, Mark. I welcome all help.
Yes.
Especially on this show.
And there's also like shows.
But you've missed the main man who I adore. Bono.
No, somebody said Bono.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
But you know what his real name is?
What?
Paul David Hewson.
Yeah, I think Bono's much better.
you know where it comes from?
Uh-uh.
So it comes from like Bono Vici or something, from Good Voice. And then he got a nickname called Bono, and then he just became
cute,
Bono.
Man.
Yeah, cute.
That's very, very...
I've actually met Bono, just saying.
Oh,
right.
Hashtag
Twiggy.
Just throwing that out there.
You have met Bono.
I have.
Really? Hey? Does he have a beautiful voice?
I don't know, he had nice sunglasses though.
and someone's also saying Snoop Dogg. That's stupid. Dog's a surname. Those are two words.
But that's not real. P. Diddy, I mean, Jay-Z.
Yeah, we're not accepting those. Yeah, Sade, Twiggy, Zendaya. What is that?
Oh, Zendaya, she's an actress.
What is that?
No, well, I don't know. It could be anything.
Zendaya's huge. She's massive. She was actually in The Greatest Showman. She was
I hated that movie.
Really?
I know, sharp intake of breath. I hated that movie.
How
I
dangerous.
Just found it so formulaic.
You're so negative this
morning. I'm not negative this morning. How very dare you? This is Motivational Monday.
Don't be like, it had Hugh Jackman, Zendaya, and Zac Efron. I mean, they could do nothing and it would have been brilliant.
They could have just stood there humming The Greatest Showman and it would have been fine.
So now do you know who Zendaya is?
Yeah, I do. She's actually quite lovely.
She's outstanding.
Yes, but all right. That aside. Okay, so tell us. We've been triggered by our By the way, and over the weekend, we renamed our cat Archie.
You did not.
No, because it's a little cat, and it's a redhead cat. The cat is redheaded, and we actually felt that the name we had given her, which I can't even remember, Dusty, just didn't work.
Well, she's red, and you named her Dusty.
Well, I didn't do anything. I didn't even want this cat.
Such an animal lover.
Yeah. No, I'm a massive. Over the weekend, I spend my time, you know, cleaning out cages at the SPCA. So we've renamed the cat Archie.
Oh, that's cute.
Which is actually very, very cute because, of course, we do know that Meghan Markle had a cat called Archie.
It wasn't a dog.
A cat.
Was it a cat?
A cat. It was in the Daily Mail, and we believe everything that they write.
Yes, that's very good.
And the cat was called Archie, so that's why she named her child Archie.
Yeah, that.
What about the Jewish singer Meatloaf? Not Jewish.
Yeah,
just because he's named after food doesn't make him Jewish.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
unfortunate. Otherwise, he'd be called Potato Kugel.
I feel like that's just unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. It's not necessary. Anyway, what's in a name?
What's in a name? Mm. So, I mean, when we grow up, I mean, we are born like sort of language agnostic when we were born. We came into an environment where we actually know nothing and we learn words by association. And as we grow up, by the age of 10, you know about 10,000 words. And by the time you're sort of a fully relatively functional adult, you know about 30,000, you know probably a bit more. Mm. And depending on your alternative expletives.
Right. That's a subcategory, of language.
But everything creates an association. So, like, for example, if you grow up and you've got your neighbor's got a cat and it's like wonderful and warm and loving, the word cat for you has a great connotation.
Right.
But if you've got a cat that was next door to you and scratched you and made hissing noises or something, that would have a negative connotation when you mention the word cat. So you've got an, even though you don't realize it, not cognitively, you do have an association with every single word. And branding and names are absolutely of critical importance, mm-hmm. because you've actually created these frameworks in your mind. And like when you see a brand name, even like whatever water like brand you may drink. I mean, the good example, I was actually out with my daughter yesterday and we were in Diskim and we opened up, there's the, she said she was thirsty. So I said, so have some water. So she looks at the water and she goes, it's not my brand.
Wow. Of water?
Of wow. water. I'm like, that's outrageous.
Wow. I'm in awe of her. That is my kind of a child. Wow.
It's like, it's not wow. my brand.
That's not my brand.
And it's water. I mean, there's no difference.
Look, there actually is. I'm sorry. I happen to agree with her. There's certain brands of still water I can't drink.
Oh, no, don't be like that.
Wow.
I'm not saying what they are.
It's not saying it. But I was like, that's how strong the power of branding is and the power of a name. Because even a name, like all of a sudden you've got all these associations. And Shane, with now Archie, Harrison, Windsor.
Yes, but we worked it out. It's Archie, Harrison,
oh, is it a
Mountbatten?
Windsor.
Mountbatten, Windsor.
Arch, yes. Yes. Yeah. So if you rearrange it, it's Wham.
Oh my gosh, they're Wham fans. I love it.
Exactly.
Genius.
Yeah, we worked that out, yeah.
Genius.
Yeah, they're calling him Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
You need to submit that to the Daily Mail.
They'd run with that as a story, actually, they would.
Yeah, so on that, so the names are absolutely critical. And when we talk about even just celebrities, you can see that all of them have changed their names, because you still have to appeal to an audience. Mm. So a lot of them change their names before they even become famous, because they say on that name, you'll never become famous.
I suppose we think of Marilyn Monroe.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, Norma Jean.
Mm.
And,
actually, I love the name Norma Jean.
I
think she could have been famous with Norma Jean.
Exactly. I think it was in those days that Marilyn Monroe just had more of a zing to it, I guess. But, they changed it because people have a natural association with things that are cool or not cool, that you've got to actually appeal to your audience. I mean, even celebrities are brands. So they've got to create that brand and they've got to live that brand. Like Tom Cruise, as well. I mean, his surname is not Cruise.
Oh, no, it must be. He never would have changed his name.
You guys are ruining so much.
Tom Cruise has got another name.
Yeah, so Tom Cruise's real name. No, I'm going to look it up for you quickly.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but Cruise is just a cool surname.
It is.
So it's actually, well, it was. So it's actually Thomas. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right. Thomas Mapother III.
Mapother.
He's the fourth because his father was the third. So it's Thomas. So he actually is Cruise. So Cruise is his middle name.
So he just dropped the Mapother.
Yes.
Which I think is not a bad thing necessarily.
Absolutely.
To drop the Mapother.
And I mean, even the singer Drake, right? Drake's also his middle name.
That's clever.
So I mean, they just dropped whatever wasn't cool.
Yes.
In fact, I'm trying to figure out what his full, I mean, Drake is also his middle name, but he was like a very, very, random name. I'm just trying to find it.
All right. Well, whilst you do that, we're going to go to this morning's riddle. Then we're going to go to news headlines. Louis Karpus with the sport, and we'll be back with Dina Diamond for our marketing discussion. What's in a name? There we go. Well done to everybody. It was not an easy one at all. Mike Lubo says, my cousin became Manfred Mann. I mean, how can you market Lubovitz? Mark, that's from Mike Lubo. So that is what it's about, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's things that just sort of roll off the tongue, things that you create associations with. And, I mean, even now, just talking about having a surname.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason they've actually given him a surname, Old Arch, We've actually moved from Archibald to Archie to Arch. The reason they gave him a surname is so that he became more ordinary. Because the royals generally come up, instead of a surname, they actually get a title.
Mm.
So they get prince, whatever, of Essex wherever you want to be prince of, or that you're allowed to be.
Yes.
So that in their absolute, I think, massive quest to make their children grow up, and I use this in a very loose term, normal, and to have a normal life, they gave them a surname. And this also the whole Mountbatten Windsor goes back to Prince Philip actually marrying the Queen and saying, why can't my children also take on my surname? I mean, there's a whole history behind this. So it's actually like quite powerful to have a surname.
Yeah, I guess. But you name your child Archie, they're never going to be ordinary as much as you want them to be.
I'm afraid not. And also, I don't know, I think it's obviously the American, it's quite a strong, I would say, American name. Even though apparently it's got popularity in London. So
does it really?
Yeah, it's got.
So they don't. The Brits don't think they're as mad as the rest of the world does. By the way, Prince George has a nickname, a very cute nickname at school, at kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
They call him PG, Prince George. His friends call him PG.
Oh, are you serious?
I think that is very, very cute.
That is very, very, very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. But I just have to tell you that according to the Office for National Statistics, Archie was the 18th most popular name in the UK in 2017.
No.
I swear.
Are you saying Archie's back?
It's back. That's very strange.
Very. And wait until this year now when everybody starts copying
everyone.
It.
I mean, your cat's already taken
the
name.
Yes, that is true. Our cat is so cheap that way.
but you're on fleek. So
we absolutely.
And then Harrison was 34th.
That's a really
real thing. Harrison Ford, for example.
Okay, like, that's his real name. He's very old.
He is very. That's why you've got to bring it back.
Yes.
I mean, like, but when you also even a name of a person, for example, like if you say, "What's the kid's name?" Jaime. You've already got a like preconceived idea.
Yes. Although we see them in cycles. You know, the name Rose. The name. A lot of these names are not even biblical names. Are back.
Lily, Rose,
Emma.
Yeah.
Harrison sounds like that baby should be coming out with a beard already.
Yeah, Harrison is not. Harrison's not back. Harrison is not back yet.
But let me tell you, even when parents name a child, they will not name the child if they know someone who they don't like with that name.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Because there's an immediate association. And that takes us back to the essence of naming and branding, etc. That if you've got a negative connotation, you will never ever name your child that. And I mean, even now, to the point where brands have created names, so like Google, for example, the name Google was actually misspelt.
What do you mean?
So when Larry Page and Sergey Brin were looking for a name for their search engine, the original name was actually called Backrub. It was named for the analysis of the web's backlinks. That was the first name for
Backrub.
It. Backrub.
That's
yes.
Awful.
Yeah, shocking.
And creepy.
Sure.
Like, dude, I mean.
Then would you backrub me?
It wouldn't work. Oh, I feel so creeped out. In a post hashtag MeToo world, can you imagine? Backrub.
Exactly.
So, are you serious?
I'm only very serious.
Jeez, are we learning things today, Zanati?
No,
I'm not. Unbelievable.
And then let me just tell you that the original term Google, so then they came up with a few names and the one was called Google, or the other one was called Googleplex or something. And so the actual term Google is a creative spelling of Google, which is a number equal to 10 to the 100th power, which is basically an unfathomable number. So that was actually the name. And then when they were looking for a website, they typed in by mistake Google.com, which was available, and they registered that. So it was actually a misname of Google.
Unreal.
Wow. Yeah.
And today we think of it, I mean, you know, Google's just a part of our language.
It's
part of our 30,000 words between
You know your brand's big when it becomes a verb. So
absolutely.
You're going to Google this, you're going to Google that, Skype,
you're going to Hoover something.
Hoover's, tweet, twat, whatever. Tweet, twats.
Yeah, something.
You know what I mean? And even, I mean, there's, I don't know if you have, but the Smurfs, the first movie, Smurfs, there's a part where they go, what is that magical searching device you're using? And he says, Google, and all the Smurfs in unison go, Google.
So Google could have been called Backrub.
Indeed.
It would have failed. Miserably.
Would have failed. Imagine seeing, and then how do you play
I'm
with
so creeped out
the
by
graphics
it.
On that?
No, you just don't want to. Ooh.
Yeah, so that officially was supposed to be Google. So interesting.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
So
look at Nike as well as a brand and a name. I mean, originally his first company was called Blue Ribbon.
Yes.
I mean, I think Blue Ribbon straight away, I go to bread.
Yeah, well, we do, South Africans, we do. We definitely go to bread.
And it's not nearly as sexy a name as Nike, you know, goddess.
Well, that's the question. Yes. Well, it comes from there. But I mean, the question is, We're looking at it after the fact. So it's, we're kind of looking back, and we can't imagine the word Google not existing.
Absolutely.
We can't imagine Nike not existing. So for us, Nike is a sexy name. It's with it. It's powerful. It's all sorts of things that they've done to create the brand.
Absolutely.
So it's really, really fascinating. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Unsigned wants to know, is your cat identifying with royalty?
lives in your house.
Right. And the way it behaves, most definitely. Most definitely. But cats are quite royal, I think.
Yeah. Yes,
I think they've certainly tame. Got a certain class about them that dogs most definitely don't have. But alright, let's not go there. That is not where we are going this this SPCA
exactly.
Monday.
Exactly. So, but let me even tell you, so names, so we have, as I say, we've got an association with single names. So when you put them together, like Snap and Chat, we've got an association for Snap, we've got an association for Chat. You put them together and that actually creates a whole new association. And then Facebook, for example, we know it.
Yes.
I mean, when people started first hearing about it, they're like, that sounds a bit strange. But now it's like,
it's just a word. Well, we used to tell my late mom that it was called Face Look. Because you could look at it, but do not touch anything. You can't like, you can't share, you can't anything. But it didn't work. She was on to us.
Not quite.
Right, exactly.
And then just as a little side note, do you know how the name Apple came to be?
No.
So it was when Steve Jobs was actually going through his fruitology diet, and he just thought it was nice and simple and clean, and came up with the word apple.
Wow. That's awesome.
I know.
And that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what the word is. It's a very clean word.
Mm-hmm. And it comes across as clean.
Yes, yes, as does the product. You know, if you think about it, it's got something very, very slick about it. That's really, really incredible. Sean says, I just passed a blue ribbon truck as you were talking about it. It was freaky. Yeah, sometimes it is that, like as you hear it and then you see something. Indeed. Time is 7:44. Dina Diamond, thank you. It's always fascinating conversation. What is in a name? We can continue this conversation after 8 if you so desire. But right now we're going to take a look at what's happening on our highways and byways before we chat to Anthony.